The agreement to restart the talks was the result of weeks of U.S.-led diplomacy, and administration officials say the deal was struck only a short time before President Bush announced it at the start of the Annapolis meeting. The parties agreed to the immediate launch of negotiations for a two-state solution of the Middle East conflict and to make every effort to conclude an agreement before the end of 2008. They also committed to implement their respective obligations under the 2003 International Roadmap to Peace and agreed that the United States will monitor and judge their fulfillment of the confidence-building plan. The announcement gave no indication of progress on the core issues of the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, and U.S. officials concede the peace timetable announced by the leaders will be difficult to keep. But in a statement closing the meeting late Tuesday, Secretary of State Rice said difficult to resolve does not mean impossible, especially with the kind of international engagement shown in Annapolis.
This work will be hard. It involves risks and sacrifices for all concerned. But today's events have demonstrated unambiguously that the international community will fully support the path the parties have chosen. President Bush and I have pledged the unwavering support of the United States to realize this goal. Peace between Israelis and Palestinians is a national interest for the United States, and we now have a real opportunity to make progress.
Senior officials of nearly 50 countries and world organizations attended the conference, among them several Arab states that do not have diplomatic relations with Israel, notably Saudi Arabia and Syria. Rice said that in a concluding Annapolis plenary session, Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa reaffirmed the organization's 2002 peace initiative, offering Israel Arab-wide political recognition if it reaches peace with the Palestinians and withdraws from all occupied Arab land. The Secretary of State had put heavy stress on having a big Arab presence in Annapolis, both to shore up the position of President Abbas in his confrontation with the militant Islamic movement Hamas, and to try to persuade the Israeli public that compromises for peace will be rewarded. In his conference address, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert said he hopes the Annapolis agreement will lead to a regional peace, but said to get there, Arab countries have to reach out and end decades of hostility toward the Jewish state. He is heard through an interpreter.
The time has come for you as well. We cannot continue to stand by indefinitely, watching the peace train, as it were, going by. The time has come to end the boycott, the alienation, and the obliviousness towards the State of Israel. It does not help you, and it hurts us.
President Abbas, for his part, stressed the Palestinians' insistence on a comprehensive settlement of the refugee issue and of having the capital of a new Palestinian state in East Jerusalem. Also heard through an interpreter, he said despite the Palestinians' grievances, they are ready to live as neighbors with Israel.
Neither us nor you are begging for peace from each other. It is a common interest for us and for you. The peace and freedom is a right to us, inasmuch as peace and security is a right for you and for us. Time has come for the cycle of blood, violence, and occupation to come to an end.
A steering committee being set up by the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to advance the peace process is to begin work December 12th, a few days before an international donors conference in Paris aimed at helping build institutions for Palestinian statehood. Rice said the Middle East quartet partners, the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, will also convene in Paris on ways to support the Annapolis Agreement. David Gullis, VOA News, Annapolis, Maryland.